On air.
Online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Josh Coop.
From today, anyone caught driving well over the speed limit on Kent's roads will face much tougher penalties. New rules have come in, meaning the most serious offenders could be fined 1.5 times their weekly pay. Across the country, more than 240 people were killed in crashes where a driver was going too fast in 2015. Steve Horton is from the road safety team at Kent County Council.
There's a chance that it still may not deter some people because these are the sorts of violators who make these conscious decisions to drive like it because they want to drive like it. But actually, once they're caught, it will be such a significant shock that hopefully they certainly won't be think about doing this sort of stuff again.
A look at what else has been happening around the county, and two teenage girls have been arrested in connection with an attack at a fairground in Hythe. Another teenager was taken to hospital with facial injuries after it happened in Cinque-Ports Avenue on Saturday night. Two girls who are 14 and 15 and from Folkestone been released for the time being while investigations are carried out. A woman's died from her injuries after being hit by a train at Margate Station. She was flown to King's in London after it happened on Friday afternoon. Transport police say it's not being treated as suspicious. Police are investigating a burglary at a newsagent's near Sevenoaks. A man wearing dark clothes and carrying a pillowcase stole cigarettes from the shop in Riverhead early last Thursday. It happened along London Road. He made off on a motorbike. Next today, Fern McCann says she's grateful for the support she's had after confirming she's pregnant. The TOWIE star made the announcement just a day after her ex was charged with an acid attack. Matt's got the details for KMFM.
Arthur Collins was reportedly tasered as he was arrested. Police have been hunting him since two people were left partially blind and 18 others injured when acid was thrown at clubbers in East London in the early hours of Easter Monday. Fern McCann, who's best known for appearing in The Only Way Is Essex, had appealed for him to hand himself in. They've been dating for several months. Collins and another man faced 22 charges between them.
KMFM News.
The man who's favourite to become France's next president could move border controls to Kent. Centrist Emmanuel Macron has previously said he wants checks in Dover instead of Calais. He's through to the second round of voting after getting the biggest majority at the polls yesterday.
Je souhaite dans 15 jours.
In 2 weeks' time, I hope to become your president.
Le président.
The president of all the French people.
Le président.
The president of patriots faced with a threat of nationalists.
Well, our political editor, Paul Francis, says it's something that will panic the government back here.
If the French decide that they want to end the treaty arrangements, they can end the treaty arrangements, and that will simply mean that the border control checks would have to move back to Dover. So the government has got no veto on this decision. It would, I imagine, work very hard to ensure that the current arrangements are maintained, but if either Macron or Le Pen decide that they should end, then that'll be it.
And Zac Efron's been talking about his new Baywatch film. Speaking in LA last night, he confirmed they have recreated that slow-mo beach scene.
It has all the exciting things that you loved about the original TV show. It's sexy, it's fun, it's exciting, but we've really amped it up a lot.
The updated version of the 90s programme is in cinemas here at the end of May.
Sport with passmores.co.uk. Sheds, chalets and garden workshops, where quality comes as standard.
Joe's got a check on the sport now, starting with football.
Well, Chelsea midfielder N'Golo Kante has been named the PFA Player of the Year. He says boss Antonio Conte deserves a lot of credit for helping him settle in at Chelsea. The midfielder is on course to win a second successive Premier League title after lifting the trophy with Leicester last season.
You know what you want from the players. You want to win. And he worked very hard in training for win. Yeah, I think he put the winning mentality in the squad, and everyone wants to give the best for the team.
The Young Player Prize went to Tottenham's Dele Alli for the second year running, and Lucy Bronze and Jess Carter took the women's awards. Also today, Kent say they've abstained from the vote for a new city-based 2020 tournament in domestic cricket. The ballot on plans for an 8-team competition, which would break from tradition in not involving all 18 first-class counties, ends tomorrow. Kent's chief executive believes it's inevitable it will go ahead, though. And in ice hockey, Kent's Evita Dynamos have ended the season with a 6-5 victory over a Legends team. The playoff champions took on a side of former players at the ice rink in Gillingham last night to mark their 20th anniversary.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.